If I were Mary, I would have held out at least for film rights. Think about it. This poor girl, looking forward to her rite of passage, which in those days was marriage, looking forward to the whole village coming together for this wonderful celebration, and all of that interrupted by an angel. And he said to her it was good news, but if we look at the whole story, it wasn't very good news for her. Oh, I would have held out for something. And if not for filming rights, I would at least have asked certain questions, like who's going to break this to Joseph? I would have at least made the angel say to Joseph, or say, you know, come with me and talk to Joseph about that. We know that didn't happen because in another passage of the Bible, it tells us that when Joseph found out, he had absolutely no intention of marrying his bride. I would have asked that at least he would have gone to the village so I could have had a nice wedding. But that did not happen. There's no record that they had a grand village wedding, probably not. I would have asked, how are we going to take care of this child? God might cost a lot of money to raise. But she didn't ask any of those questions. She just said, I'm the servant of God, and whatever God wants, I will do. What a picture of obedience. And we know that she was good to her word. Not only did she raise this child very carefully, not only did she keep his secret until he was much older, she also became his disciple. Now, how many of you want to take orders from your own kids? I remember when my dad was living with us, and his caregiver happened to say to him once, Mr. Gibson, it's time for your shower. Your daughter said that you needed a shower today. And Mr. Gibson said to her, and what does it matter what Dawn says? He said, I'm the one to tell her, not the other way around. So here is this mother who is now a disciple of her son. And who among us would want to watch our children die a criminal's death? She did all of this in obedience. I don't think she knew what the trajectory of her life was going to be when she said to God, I am your servant. But in all of it, she was obedient because she wanted to participate in the salvation of the world. She didn't know what this all meant, but she trusted God. That's what obedience is all about. Now, we are not called to save the whole world, but we are called to obedience. Now, the last time I checked, Gabriel has not come to me. I don't know if he's come to any of you. An angel hasn't said to me, this is what you have to do. But if I read the Bible, I can know what I'm supposed to do in obedience to God. And there are many things in the Bible that tell me I'm supposed to be just. I'm supposed to be honest. I'm supposed to be forgiving. There's so many areas of my life that I can be obedient to God. And in so doing, I can participate in salvation history. Obedience is very important. I just realized recently how important obedience was when I overheard my husband talking to his nephew. My nephew is going into the Navy. In fact, he's in boot camp as we speak, and my sister said, I haven't gotten a call saying take him home, so he must be doing okay. Now, this boy is very bright, and when he was little, he would always ask the question when we told him to do something, why? And even as he got older, he would ask that question. Why? He challenged authority all the time. He got in so much trouble in high school because if a teacher said something, he would debate it. So Bob gave him some very good advice. He said, Samuel, when someone in boot camp says, jump, you don't say why, you ask how high. He said, because if you ask the question, well, why, when someone gives you an order, you're going to find yourself doing a lot of push-ups during boot camp or other such nasty things that you don't want to do. Now, why does the military insist on this kind of discipline? Why is obedience so important? Because we know that if you don't follow things precisely, it could get you killed. And Bob said to Samuel, who wants to go into the nuclear program, he said, the Navy has never had an accident with their nuclear power because they are such sticklers for the rule. You must do it a certain way because it will save your life and somebody else's. Obedience is very important. And it's as important to the church as it is to any other part of our lives as obedience to Christ. What does Christ tell us to do? He tells us to visit the sick. So are we doing that? We're not asked to heal people beyond our doors. We're not asked to go to another country. But if somebody's sick in this church, we should know it and we should be following Christ's example. Someone once said to me, and it was a sad story, and I won't say who it was, said that they had left church for a little while. Nobody called. It was months. And then the person came back, and someone turned and said, were you sick? You haven't been here for a while. Now, that's not obedience. Obedience is we pick up the phone and we call the minute we see somebody who's not in there. Regular pew. Obedience to Christ means that in this place, if there's anyone who's homeless or anyone who's poor and we find out, it is our job to help. We can't help everybody, but we can help the people in this community. Obedience means that every Sunday when we say, you all said it with me, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. If you are not forgiving and I'm not forgiving somebody in the week, then I shouldn't be saying that on Sunday morning because I'm lying. Are we obedient to even what we're saying, what we're reciting? If Jesus himself can forgive the people who are murdering him when he's on the cross, can't we forgive the people who have done something to upset us? Obedience means that we forgive every day. It's not an easy life to be obedient to Christ, but it's a wonderful life. Imagine if everybody was obedient to the word of God. Imagine if everyone loved God with all their heart, soul, strength, and mind, and their neighbors as themselves. We would have a lot less problems in our world. But I can't be responsible for everybody, but I can be responsible for myself. Am I going to be obedient, like Mary was, to the voice of God, and in some way participate, maybe not in the salvation of the world, but maybe in the salvation of somebody here in Ephraim or Sister Bay or Ellison Bay who desperately needs the grace and the love of God. How will we live out the scripture this week? Let us pray. Responded, if you had come to me with that kind of greeting. I ask that you would help me and those in this building to respond in obedience when you ask us to be gracious, when you ask us to visit the sick, when you ask us to feed the hungry and clothe the naked, when you ask us to forgive as you have forgiven. Lord, help us to be your obedient children. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.